On my grandparents' side, I had only met one half of my grandparents' set. I never met my father's parents. I only knew my mother's parents. My great-grandparents, I didn't know any of them, but I know their history. One half on my mom's side, on her father's side, were 100% Italian and came over on the boats from Europe. On the other side, I suppose they really would have been the great-great-grandparents. They also came over from Europe, is actually the Netherlands. So we had one side from the Italian side and one side from the Netherlands, though it wasn't clear what exact race the folks that left the Netherlands were. I grew up a pretty lucky kid. I grew up in Lake Oswego, born in 1969. My parents both worked. We had a nice home, a nice town, and nice schools. We probably never really knew how good we had it, but as we grew up, we sure look back fondly about it. As a kid, I was pretty typical. We were on our own a lot, as both of our parents worked, but we had friends in the neighborhood. We had a big backyard. It wasn't really our yard, it was an easement to the lake. So we had lots of places to play, lots of friends to go visit, and it was pretty fun. So I'd say in general, pretty fun, pretty social. Influential people are really difficult because there's so many more than one or two, at least for me. It's more like one or two for each little section of your life. Like who was important before I went to junior high, or who was important when I was in high school, or who was important when I was in my work life. I would say that probably one big influence, definitely in my work life, was my last boss at the Standard. He and I had both gotten together because Standard had bought his company and Standard had bought the company I worked for. And I ended up learning quite a bit from him, actually. So we'll give Richard Allison a shout out. On the other end, it's got to be both my parents. I mean, holy cow, how can any two other people that you spend most of your natural born life with not have a giant influence on your life? I think one way I remember some of my happiest memories are still looking back at old photos or old Super 8 movies from when I was growing up. I remember being out at the beach. I remember losing my kite. Obviously, it wasn't the happiest memory, but I was out at the beach having fun with my family, enjoying things. So little things like that just always kind of be your happiest memories. Some of the most emotional memories, maybe that's not happiest, but emotional could be a way to describe it too, is definitely when my kids were born. It's just an amazing thing when you bring someone into this life. The story of our ancestors is pretty long. I already had mentioned the fact that pretty pure that we knew exactly where our ancestors came from on both sides of my family. The Vendettis, that's our American name, which is my mother's maiden name, was originally Vendito, V-E-N-D-I-T-T-O. We actually have a coat of arms from the Vendito. I've always been wanting to get that translated, period. On the Netherlands side, which was the Smith-Peter side, the American name, was originally Schmidt-Peter or Schmidt-Peter. So S-C-H-M-I-D-T. And then I believe it did have another capital P-E-T-E-R and maybe even a little squiggly on maybe the R, one of those letters. I do have a copy of the actual manifest of when our original ancestors came over on the boat. I believe it was the very early 1800s, Netherlands, and landed up in the Northeast. Well, for one, I would say it's made me age much faster. It truly is a big step in becoming something you probably never imagined you could be. You definitely look at things in a different perspective, as I'm sure you'll look back at this and say to yourself, I wonder what I really was like when I was in junior high or high school or even college. Because as you do get older, you're not necessarily smarter. We always like to call it knowledge. So let's just say I'm a bit more conservative. I'm definitely more cautious. And I'm definitely more fulfilled. Well, I've talked about a lot of them already, at least in where they came from. But my grandparents, like I said, I didn't know my dad's parents at all. My Italian side, on my mom's side, her dad and her mom, they were just always so caring. They were always about family. We would see them regularly, particularly once they moved up from California. As they got older, they moved up north because my mom lived in Portland and her brother lived up in Seattle. They lived in Lake Oswego for a period of time in some condominiums over by Waluga Junior High School. Then they moved down to Salem and eventually moved into assisted living facilities. But even all through the time, we always would get together for at least one or two dinners. And when they were younger, we would see them much more often. They were caring, they were loving, and they wanted the best for all of us. Well, we've been through where the ancestors were born, but like I said, Netherlands, not really sure where they were all actually born, because there does seem to be quite of just Middle European ancestry in our DNA. But on the Italian side, I believe it was Sicily, but let's just say Italy on my mom's side. Well, I don't know if it's a great story I know about an ancestor, but I do have some printed documentation that my cousin Jan put together years and years ago, and I do have copies of it, but it's quite fascinating. An ancient Smith Peter, I shouldn't say ancient, but a Smith Peter, believe in the late 1800s, was murdered by a religious fanatic. So there's some, I can't remember all the details about it, but I guess the great story or the crazy story that we do know about is that one of our, way, way past Smith Peters was murdered. The other thing we have is we have a copy of a will. I guess it would just be called a will from an old Smith Peter that listed all of his belongings and who they would go to. And it was very interesting to see literally things like two pigs, two goats, a box of nails, things of that nature were so important back then that they literally were left on wills, whereas today they probably would not even be an afterthought. No, in terms of going back and reliving my teenage years, I probably wouldn't. You learned so much during that time, but you also make so many mistakes you don't even realize are mistakes at the time. So if you make it through it and you're okay and you become a good person as you grow, I would say there's never a reason to go back. Enjoy it while you can. Be safe, because it's always something that you don't think of when you're young, which is understandable. Get through it, learn from it, move on. And then you'll have the best memories and won't want to go back and change them.